Well, have you noticed it has begun with the birth of spring on this past Wednesday evening? Washington's annual Cherry Blossom Festival has begun. And the festival, as you may know, lasts until April 14th. And what a great occasion it is. Have you noticed the buds? I understand that the cool temperatures have kept the pace quite slow this year, but the cherry trees are making progress towards the bloom. It is technically possible to find some early blossoms out, but it's only the tiniest fraction at this time. The vast majority of trees still have some work to do before the flowers blossom. But don't be fooled by the saucier magnolias, pink as they were. Sometimes I get mistaken between a magnolia and a cherry blossom, but it is indeed a gift. The National Park Service tells us that many of the trees are around stage 3 and 4. Stage 3 is the extension of florets, and the pinnacle is stage 4, elongation of a 6-stage progression tracked in our own minds and imagination. So if you're out looking for cherry blossoms this weekend, it is impossible to find particularly some around the Smithsonian. In fact, there's one there called the indicator tree that scientists look to say, wherever that goes, that's how the rest of them will go. The same could be said about the fig tree in the parable that Jesus relates in today's gospel. Looking at this one fig tree in the story of the parable, it's like a metaphor that expresses how well others will blossom and bloom. Unlike our cherry trees, this fig tree is not living up to its potential. And as we learn that Jesus is challenging some of the Jewish leaders of not living up to the potential of their faith, of the faith of the covenant. A faith which we heard in the first reading was reinforced and expressed through Moses recognizing, through an encounter with nature, a bush, a burning bush, another sign of something happening with God through nature. Theologians call it a theophany. And as he looked, Moses did, was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. What if Moses had not done this? What if Moses had not lived up to the potential of noticing God in his midst? Where would we be? Where would the Jewish people be? Are there burning bushes in our lives that we are not noticing? Curious, don't you think, that we hear how Moses lived up to his potential by noticing and responding to the presence of God in the form of a burning bush. While the parable we hear how the owner and his gardener discuss the fate of a fig tree which did not live up so far to its potential. Might these readings suggest something to us and to our living up and actualizing our potential, to living the graces given to us individually and collectively as a people of faith? The Lenten season is a time for us to assess how well we are living up to our potential. Are we like the cherry trees or the fig trees? Are we like Moses, who notices God's presence, or the Pharisaic leaders who did not? The sacred season of Lent offers a time of recollection and reflections for actions and habits. It is a time to notice and take seriously the words that we often say at the beginning of Mass, for what I have done and what I have failed to do. So often we consider our faults and sins in terms of what we have done. These are the sins of commissions. But just as important, and times even more important, are the sins of omission, what we have failed to do. What have I failed to live up? The potential of being generous, the potential of being more forgiving, the potential of being more patient, the potential of being more hopeful. Often we experience these moments spontaneously as we reflect and regretfully think of three potentials not realized, the would-haves, the could-haves, the should-haves. I could have been more patient, but did not. I should have been more inviting to that person, but did not. I would have, but. The could-haves, should-haves, would-haves are indicators at times that we're not living up to our potential. These are moments of regret, and they can be phrased when we think spontaneously, if only I had, fill in the blanks, or I wish I had, but regret doing so. These are the moments the season of Lent gives us. Today's readings and other readings during this sacred season offer us opportunities to consider how well we are living out the potentials given us through the testament of Moses and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. With Moses, we are invited to recognize the burning bushes in our lives. When we sense God's presence being revealed, perhaps through prayer or an act of charity or a sense of remorse, that's the moment. Or with Jesus, as we go through the rhythms of Lent, the life, death, and resurrection, the Paschal mystery, is also a time to recognize and become more conscious of the presence of God among us. And so, while we might not have fig trees around us to ponder the potential, we certainly have a lot of cherry trees. And as we wait with growing anticipation for the amazing ray of beauty to be revealed when they arrive, their blossoming stages of fruition, might we recognize that as Christians, we are called to do the same, to actualize the potential given us by the scriptures and seek to live out the potential living lives of holiness and virtues so that our witness will blossom with beauty, that our lives will bear fruit, and that the presence of God may be found in our lives.